Ash, really good to see you. Media day at Donington, 2 weeks before we start turning wheels in anger. How's the winter been for you?
Yeah, it's been good. Busy. Self-inflicted busy as well. Moved premises with my sim company. Built a showroom. Yeah, signed a 3-year deal. It's all pretty good. Can't complain.
Excellent. And in terms of time you've had in the car so far?
Yeah, we've had a handful of days. We had a what we class as a glorified shakedown at Snetterton. We've then been to Brands for 2 days in Croft. But I wouldn't say it's been the cleanest of running. I think everyone will probably be saying the same. The weather's played a big part of it. It's been quite wet on most of the days. So we would all be sat here wanting more dry running for sure. But yeah, fingers crossed, tomorrow at the media day is going to be dry and we can try and get some running then.
Some significant changes coming for this year. Qualifying, obviously, the use of the tyre, the option tyre, the harder tyre, and of course the extra boost through the hybrid. You smiled then. You're looking for... I used to think you were quite a good poker player, but you gave away then. You're looking forward to that by the looks of it.
I am. It's... pressure's going to be on. Obviously, the new qualifying format alone is going to be very, very tough. The additional power we've now got on the hybrid button is huge. I mean, on our lap time, we can see up to sort of 6 to 7 temps. So you think last year, a couple of times, me and Tom were going in with nothing going into qualifying. And we could sort of not outdrive that, but we could dig deep and gain a couple of tenths back. We aren't going to be pulling 6-7 tenths back now. So it's going to hurt in qualifying format and it's going to hurt in the racing. So I think there's going to be a real mix in... I think we're going to go back to how we were with ballast. Cars dropping back through the field and completely out of their control. And sometimes you're going to have your back against the wall, your hands tired and no wheels left on the wagon.
It's going to change the approach to qualifying and the approach to racing, isn't it? Strategy is going to need a rethink.
Yeah, for sure. I think your approach on the weekend will be based on where you are in the championship, how much hybrid you have and how you play your tyre delta, as we're calling it, whether it's soft, medium, hards, whatever that is, throughout the weekend, it is going to play a big part of the final result.
So what are they going to be the big challenges then for this year?
I generally think it's going to be this race to hardest tyre, where we have to use the next hardest tyre available. You think if you just come off the back of winning race one, for example, and you've only got a hard tyre available for race two, and you're sat on the grid with that hard tyre, with no hybrid power, and you've got someone sat, I don't know, P8, P9, P10 in that region with a soft tyre in full deployment, or the deployment they're being allocated, you're on the back foot. We're going to be looking at sort of second half, 2 seconds lap difference per car, and that's a huge jump.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's also going to possibly change the number of winners from the grid we have this year as well. I mean, at one time, being quick and being reasonably consistent was good enough. Now you've got to be quick and, if not, consistent through the whole season.
Yeah, like I said, I think we're going to go back to the years of ballast where we're going to have multiple race winners, people storming through the field, having the best race of their life. But consistency through the championship, I think if you look at the average points that have been allocated over the year, me and Tom have pushed that number up the past few seasons. I think we're actually going to see that number drop back down. I think we're going to be back into sort of the 300s when it comes to final total at the end of the year.
From a fan's point of view, somebody was saying to me the other day, wow, this is going to be a hell of a season. You're going for a history-making number of wins, as is Colin. Your teammate wants to get his hand on the trophy. Excuse me, Dan Camish. Jake Hill's going to be quick. Josh Cook has changed teams and has always had an eye on the prize as well. It's going to be tough this year.
Yeah, I'm quite a fan of it, if I'm honest. Even though I'm in it, I'm a fan of it. It's... we've got less cars on the grid, but it's a competitive grid. I mean, very competitive. Like you said, there's been a few shimmies around. Josh jumping in a different team. The return of Rob Huff, we can't forget him. He's a peddler. He's proven his own right. But yeah, there's guys there that are hungry for their first title. You've got me and Colin going for our fifth. And you've got Tom wants to prove himself that he's not a one-shot wonder.
Mm, absolutely, absolutely. It's going to be a great season, obviously. Are you bringing the family to the races?
Always.
This year?
Always.
How is the new addition?
Yeah, Sonny's great. He's nearly one. So, he's going to be a part of my touring car career for the foreseeable, for sure. For me, it's not just about me going racing. It's a family experience and having them there. And my mum and dad still attend everyone. Just having him grow up around the paddock is going
to
be cool.
Then you get to that point, as Dan Rowbottom said to me earlier, where his daughter's thinking about wanting to go karting.
Yeah, I'm trying to introduce him to golf clubs and footballs and stuff like that. But, we'll see. He's still at the age where a cardboard box is amazing. So it's we'll leave it with that. And for sure, I'd be shocked if he doesn't want to have a go in a kart, but I'll help him pursue whatever he wants to do.
Absolutely. I'm sure it's going to be a great season. How much do you want that fifth title?
I wouldn't be sat here and I wouldn't have signed a three-year deal if I didn't think it wasn't achievable. So I'm hungrier than ever. The way I look at it is, if Colin goes and beats me to this next title, I've got two more years to have to claim the most. So I want to be that first driver.
Playing the long game,
yep.
That's the way to do it. Ash, it's going to be a great season, I'm sure. Have a fantastic one. As you know, we have a couple of curveball questions. Ooh, at this time of the year, every year. I've got five listed down.
Okay, go on.
You need to choose two from the five. So choose two numbers between one and five.
Well, number one, because it's my race number.
Yeah.
And just for the sake of it, number five, because it's the other end of the scale.
Good choices. So number one, when you fill in forms, what do you put down as your occupation?
I actually put company director, and I can get away with that because of Pure Sims.
Excellent. And five, if you could have any road car, what would it be?
Any road car? Absolutely. Are we talking daily, classics? What are we talking? Anything.
Any road car, as long as it's road legal, any road car.
My dream car is, funnily enough, I'd just come off the back of Goodwood racing a Mustang, but it is a Mustang GT500, the Shelby Eleanor bit of kit that we see in Gone in 60 Seconds.
Absolutely marvellous. You've got a garage good enough to put it in?
I'm currently in the process of building a two-car garage, so fingers crossed, one day the dream might come true.
What do you drive at the moment? What's your road car at the moment?
Currently got just an Audi A3 saloon, get me from point A to point B in a bit of comfort and good on diesel.
And to put the buggy in and all the shopping.
Yeah, obviously. Exactly. Obviously, we use her car mainly for all the runs when we include Sunny, but for sure, it's just a simple, average daily car.
There you go. Have a good season.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks, Ash.